Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
7 in the series on the power play are the Capitals. And it's Benda Kuznetsov, save, rebound, score! Oshie!
Watch what happens to TJ Oshie. Johnny on the spot, from his skate to his stick to the back of the net. Kuznetsov, the rolling puck, where he fights it off, and then the nifty footwork by Oshie.
Second chance opportunity. Great hand-eye coordination there from Oshie to be able to settle that puck down enough and just get it up and over the pad.
Yeah, TJ Oshie retired yesterday. Certainly not a surprise. That goal came in the first period of Game 4 nearly 7 years ago to the day. June 4th, 2018, the Caps in Game 4 at home up 2-1 in that series at that time against Vegas. They went on to win that game 6-2. A few nights later, they were hoisting the Stanley Cup on the road in Las Vegas. Good morning, everybody, and so long to Oshie, who was a key piece to one of the most memorable sports springs in D.C. history, the only Stanley Cup the Caps have. Oshie in that playoff run, 21 points in 24 playoff games, 6 power play goals, led the league during that postseason, 2 game-winning goals. And remember, in the Eastern Conference Finals, when the Caps were down 3-2 against Tampa Bay, they needed to stay alive in Game 6, and Oshie provided 2 of the 3 goals in Game 6 to keep their season alive in that moment. Nobody will ever forget the moment he shared with his father on the ice in Vegas after winning the cup. His father, Tim, had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's several years earlier. It was an emotional night for everybody. 16 years in the NHL, 9 of those here in Washington. Thank you and good luck to TJ Oshie in retirement. Max is a huge Caps fan, and I'll ask him sort of where he has him on the list of all-time Caps. Let me just mention to all of you that David Aldridge will be on the show to talk NBA Finals with us at 11. J.I. Halsell, longtime friend of the show, salary cap expert and NFL agent, will be on with us, and we'll talk about the kind of deal that Terry McLaurin might be looking for. We'll also talk about some of the other things that are going on in the NFL. And Dan Quinn is expected and scheduled to address the media before minicamp, mandatory minicamp, day number one begins at 1 o'clock today out in Ashburn. So we will carry that live when he speaks, most likely sometime during the 12 o'clock hour. So Max, you're a huge Caps fan. You have followed this team for pretty much all of your very young life. I know Oshie's not up there with Ovechkin and Rod Langway and Peter Bondra and probably, you know, a couple of the goalies. But, you know, for someone like me who would have a hard time putting together, say, a top 20 list, where would Oshie be on the list?
Oshie's definitely up there. I've got
what's him up there?
It's top 10 for sure, at least in my lifetime. Because Ovechkin, Backstrom are obviously the 1-2. John Carlson's been around for forever, so he would fall into the 3 spot. Braden Holtby, again, up there. A lot of my guys come from the 2018 team, but at the same time, they're guys who have been around or were with this team for a good majority of their career, if not all of it. So, yeah, he's definitely in the top 10. Chris and I were having the discussion yesterday if he'll have his number retired or not. And he's given the magnitude that or the lengths that Monumental went to today to or yesterday to put on the type of ceremony that they did for TJ, I think that's definitely in the cards. So he's top 10 for me, maybe even on the outskirts of the top 5, at least in terms of like my lifetime. Now you could go back and I could put Alex Semin on the list and guys from the old 2000s teams, but that 2018 team immediately like cemented a special place in my heart the second they went on that run. And it's just, yeah. So thank you, TJ. And he's partially responsible for one of the best nights of my life, yeah. Which was,
yeah,
not
of course.
Not when the Caps won, but 2 nights after, they were at Cafe Milano in Georgetown, and there were a bunch of people outside, and we were all celebrating and all that. They brought the cup out and down to us, and like TJ was the one who handed it off like to the mob of people standing outside the restaurant, and the crowd went ballistic. Like some guy like lowered the Stanley Cup to my face so I could kiss it. Like it was a magical night, a magical moment, and TJ Oshie is the one that I have to thank for that.
Yeah, that's funny. I remember as a kid when the Bullets won the championship in 1978, there was a parade. And I do remember the Caps parade. I remember the Nats parade. They were great days, no doubt. Mm-hmm. And you're talking about, obviously, I mean, they celebrated that cup, and Ovechkin celebrated that cup, and by the way, totally deserved. But I remember that literally the Bullets players were on buses where you had to now I didn't get close to the buses, but you had to reach up to sort of grab on to Elvin Hayes's or Wes Unseld's hand to shake them as they were parading down in big buses. That makes no sense when you think about it. There should have been a parade and there should have been open cars and whatever. Parades have been great. Super Bowl champion parades tend to be bad weather parades, and we've had a few of those, but you got to go a long way back. All right, well, good luck to TJ Oshie, and 2018 was certainly magical, and he will never be forgotten for being a big part of that. I wanted to just mention a couple of things, because man, there was a lot of follow-up to yesterday's show where we talked about Jaden Daniels per Pro Football Focus being ranked as the 6th best quarterback heading into 2025. The 5 in front of him, Mahomes, followed by Burrow, followed by Jackson, Allen, and then Jalen Hurts. And I said, I don't see how you would, put Jalen Hurts in front of Jaden Daniels. And many of you pushed back and said, well, Jalen Hurts has been to the Super Bowl twice, and he's won a Super Bowl. I would just say to you, well, Jaden Daniels has only played one season, and he got to the NFC Championship game. And Jalen Hurts' first year of starting, they got to the playoffs and lost in the first round. But anyway, this from Derek. Derek writes, Kevin, you keep saying that Jaden is a top 5 QB in the league. One season just isn't enough to say that. Let's see it another year, and then we can talk. This from Paul. Kevin, Jaden's not top 5. He's barely top 10. Here are 9 who nobody is trading to Washington for Jaden Daniels. Jackson, Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Stafford, Herbert, Hurts, Goff, and Dak. Yeah, okay. Dallas would run to the league office with the trade papers. Washington's agreed. We're trading Dak in a first to Washington for Jaden Daniels. Are you kidding me, Paul? Dak Prescott can't stay upright for a whole season. Come on, man. And Goff, please. Please. Look, I think actually, when you look in the league at starting quarterbacks. If you're just going off of like potential, I would not have Goff or Dak or Hurts on this list. I am, you know, I see what Justin Herbert is capable of. Sure, I get it. And, you know, there would probably be some people who are Chargers fans, if there are any Chargers fans, that might say, yeah, you know, I'm going to stick with this guy. It's still early, and this guy's big, and he's strong. He hasn't done it at all when it's mattered, but I'm going to stick with him because the other guy was great for 1 year, but it was just 1 year. Okay, I guess I could see that. I could even see somebody in Jacksonville saying, you know what? I like our guy. Trevor Lawrence is ridiculously talented. And he's got a shot with the right kind of coaching and the right kind of stuff around him. I cannot personally see it with Dak or Hurts or Goff. Goff is phenomenal at what he does, okay? Which is, if you have the right system and if you put really good players around him, he is going to be successful. You know, there are guys like that in the league. We've seen, you know, one of those guys, you know who, Kirk Cousins, and he can be very effective. There's no chance that if you were a Lions fan and you had a chance for Jaden Daniels, you saw it up close and personal in the postseason, what he's capable of doing. Like, you know, there's no way a Tua or who else? A Baker Mayfield.
Jordan
no
Love.
No way those teams. Who?
A Jordan Love.
I mean, I'm a big Jordan Love fan. I think there's like a big Jordan Love run coming at some point. Although the team around him is not, they're not doing a great job.
Yeah.
I know it's early and I know it's crazy to talk this way. I've said this multiple times as we were going through the season because I think, you know, at 7-2, I was like, you guys, we know it's over. Like, the decision is in. The ballots have been counted. He's elite. It didn't take long. You know, it was like, what game did they get to 7-2? Because then they lost the next three games after that. The Giants on the road. You know, he was incredible. He had some incredible throws in that game, if you recall. And they won that game to get to 7-2, and that was a week after the Hail Mary. And then, you know, they lost to Pittsburgh, Philly, and Dallas, and the Dallas game in particular was not, you know, a super impressive performance until the end. But I remember at 7-2 going, they got it. They got it right. It's over. This guy right now is playing at an elite level. If you didn't know that he was a rookie, you would say he's the best or one of the three, four, or five best quarterbacks in the NFL. And then, you know, they lost the three games and then obviously got it rolling again down the stretch. I mean, the game against Philly and Atlanta, the Atlanta overtime drive is epic. And then what he did in the postseason. I know it's only 1 year. I know. I get it. You know? But this idea that, like, the league's going to figure him out, figure what out? What did he do that was like a major flaw? Nothing is the answer. And he has so many tricks in that bag. I can't wait to see year two. You know, I think the only thing, knock on wood for the, you know, 1,000th time since they drafted him, he just has to stay healthy. And, you know, he got banged up last year, missed most of that Carolina game, came back, you know, and that's the key. If this guy stays upright and plays 17 games, you know, for the next 5-6 years, he's going to be at the very top. I believe that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I got this yesterday from Carter C. Carter C. wrote the following to me, and it was interesting because I actually think it's something worth at least chatting about. Carter C. wrote, Kevin, any chance the team can't afford to sign Terry McLaurin? And then he added two winking emojis after that. So I actually thought that that was an interesting take. And Carter C., I don't know if you are an in-the-know person, and that's why you were giving me the winking emojis or not, because I don't know who you are, and I don't know if you actually know something or not. But whether you do or don't, it's actually an interesting thing to consider, because we know what they had to do to buy this team. And by the way, that's not even 2 years ago at this point. You know, it was end of July 2023. So we're not even 2 years since a $6 billion purchase of this football team, where Josh Harris and company needed 20 plus limited partners to push it over the finish line. And forever we'll be, you know, grateful to what he did and the group that came together to buy the team from the guy that had held it hostage for 24 years. But think about the massive expenditures since they took the team over, and all of them much appreciated because that stadium was falling apart, the existing stadium. You know, they've spent, what, $75 million plus, maybe up to $100 million at this point, just to make that stadium out in Landover, first of all, safe, because it wasn't safe. You know, railings were falling on players, pipes were bursting, you know, sewage was, you know, seeping through seats and sections of the stadium. The thing was a disaster, and they had to spend, you know, millions just to get the thing back up to code. And they went beyond that to make it a pleasant experience, or as pleasant as you can make that experience. You know, there is the coming expenditures, big expenditures, RFK. New stadium, right? And then if you look ahead just to 2027, you've got a Jaden Daniels contract. This time next year, we will have been talking about an extension more likely than not for Laremy Tunsil, who will only have 1 year left on his deal a year from now. The only, keep in mind, they have not signed player-wise. They have not had an output in terms of investment into a player like they will have into Terry when this deal gets done, and I do believe it'll get done. This will be the biggest football team investment they've made since purchasing the team. They signed Sam Cosmi to a contract last year. It was 4 years, $74 million, $42 million guaranteed, $20 million at signing. Kinlaw was $30 million guaranteed when they signed him in this offseason. That was the biggest expenditure they made in the offseason. Last year, remember, it was a bunch of one-year deals, a couple of multi-year deals. You know, also looking forward, I you know, there are other players like Frankie Louvu. You're probably going to want to sign him, and he's probably going to be able to command a pretty sizable deal. You know, there's the possibility of a Debo lighting it up this year and trying to compete with other teams for him. I don't believe that they can't afford it. But keep in mind, to sign Terry, this is the biggest single player investment. It's a deal that will be somewhere in the neighborhood of $100 million plus in aggregate, probably close to $120 million in aggregate, with, you know, roughly $70 million guaranteed. You know, maybe $40 to $50 at signing. maybe, you know, another 20 to 30 that needs to go into escrow. You know, I mean, you've got to account for that, even though a lot of teams don't actually do that. This will be the biggest commitment to a player that they have made since buying the team. And in the back of their minds, as they are planning, they understand that 2 years from now, and it will have already gotten done, I would assume, when they first can extend Jaden Daniels in the, you know, in once the season ends in 2026 and we get into the offseason of 2027, it's going to be the biggest contract ever given to any player in the history of the franchise. And, you know, that's going to come a year after they're probably going to have to extend Tunsil with a big deal, you know, this time next year. And who knows what else is coming down the line. And then, you know, RFK, and I know there are funding mechanisms for that stadium, and it's not going to require billions of dollars right now. Understood. It's just, I don't think they'd have a difficult time. I think the issue, I think it's interesting just to consider what the financial, you know, situation is. And anybody would understand. Remember, they didn't get that deal done in Philadelphia for the 76ers. It was going to require too much, you know, out of pocket, not enough in taxpayer funding. So they bailed on that. Look, I don't know anything, okay? But I thought it was interesting. It was an interesting email to read from somebody because I hadn't given that thought, but give it some thought because it is going to be the biggest player investment they've made since they took over the team. And let's face it, and all, you know, thanks to Josh Harris and Mitch Rales and Magic Johnson and Mark Eine and all of the limited partners, the investments they have made since the big one, $6 billion, taking our nightmare and sending it to the UK. Because that, you know, will never be able to pay back in gratitude. That was not an easy purchase. That was a big, big number. That was a number that was daunting for this group. Personally, I think the Terry situation is, it's a combination of what we first talked about last week when the report came out about the frustration on his end. It is that he is entering a season in which he will turn 30 years old very early in the season. I think it's September 15th. You're not paying anybody in life, really, for what they've done. You're paying them, you're compensating them for what they will provide and what they will produce moving forward. So he's going to play the all of these, you know, years on his new deal in his 30s, his early 30s, but his 30s. And then you go to the conversation, and I know for some reason some of you really are uncomfortable with this conversation, but you need to get over it. He's not elite. He's great. He is certainly in that, I would say, that second tier after Jefferson and Chase. If you want to throw A.J. Brown and his dominance at times into that group, I mean, that's what PFF did. But there's, you know, there's 8, 9, 10 guys. If you threw them into a hat and you picked out any of those names, you'd be thrilled with any of those guys after a Chase and a Jefferson, you know, and maybe an A.J. Brown, you know. And he's in that group, but he's not an elite take the game over kind of guy. He's not a $35 million to $40 million guy. He's not. He is probably around $30 million. And if he wants a couple million more to push him into the top three or the top four, or the top five, you know, with the combination of age, etc., you know, that may be where the rub is. I still think, as we sit here on the first day of mandatory minicamp, and we'll start getting reports coming in from the people that are out there about who's there. We know Tunsil arrived, and Max will be keeping an eye on you know, who's there and who isn't, as I will. You know, the Lattimore and Terry, you know, are the two. We know that Tunsil's in town. Do we know anything else?
Lattimore is in town, and Terry is will not be participating in minicamp.
But is he going to be there?
I don't know. I'm going to need to do.
He shouldn't participate in minicamp.
Yeah, especially
he
if you're holding
until
out.
This deal's done.
Yeah.
T.J. Watt's not participating in Pittsburgh's minicamp. I heard this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he shouldn't, and he didn't 3 years ago, because he was in the midst of a contract negotiation. So he did not participate in mandatory minicamp and got fined. He'll get fined again for this because he is under contract. That's what, like, you know, I remember reading at the end of last week, people, you know, saying, you can't let Terry leave. There's no leaving, okay? He's under contract for 2025. It's just that he's got 1 year left on that contract. And if you want Terry McLaurin beyond 2025, which I think this organization should want Terry McLaurin beyond 2025, now is the time to extend him. You don't let him get into a season in which he is then sniffing the beginning of an opportunity to hit the open market. Of course, Washington could always use the franchise tag. Terry's underpaid right now. There's no doubt. But he did his deal 3 years ago. And you know what? When this deal gets done, there will be people that will say he's overpaid. But that won't last long. That'll last a full year. And then there will be three new guys that pass him. Because that's the way it works in the NFL. Today's overpayment is tomorrow's bargain. I think they'll get it done. I think they'll get it done before training camp. But I do kind of feel for the delicate part of this from the team standpoint. You know, they just can't set precedents of, well, he's not only a really good player, he's a great guy, he's perfect for the culture, but he's going to be 30 and we're going to be paying him for his early 30s. And yeah, all due respect, because he's a really good receiver and he's super important for us, he's not Justin Jefferson, he's not Ja'Marr Chase. He just isn't, but he's really good, you know? So it'll get done. I'd be shocked. I'd be shocked if Terry McLaurin is playing against the Giants on opening day at Northwest Field with just 1 year left on his contract, because that is the worst case. Understand that that is the worst case. There's no holding out. You know, Terry wouldn't have the, you know, the accrual of another season to get closer to free agency. It would all get, you know, halted, you know, and he wouldn't get paid, you know, and he'd be getting fined. He's going to play for this team in 2025. They're not trading him. No chance. What do they have? They don't have anything without him. He's the second most important player on offense. Certainly no worse than the third if Tunsil's all of a sudden become the second most important player on offense. He's a top five player on the team. They're trying to win the Super Bowl right now. They're not trying to get to the playoffs as a wild card team finishing 9-8 or 10-7, which you'd need him to do that as well. You got a chance to compete deep into the postseason for a second straight year and potentially go win a Super Bowl in 2025. You're not doing that without your best receiver and one of the top 10 receivers in the league. All right. We got a lot to get to on the show today, including, as I mentioned, David Aldridge. J.I. Halsell will join us. J.I.'s great on salary cap stuff, contract stuff. So we'll get to all of that and more when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.